This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, June 4th. Okay, so you can see there's a NASDAQ correction underway that's largely led by Broadcom. Also, Ciena announced its results. Broadcom, Ciena beat on sales, earnings, and guided higher, but the guidance wasn't as strong as some people had hoped for. And so both those stocks are getting hit with profit-taking. Now, Ciena is mostly an optical company, helping speed up the data centers, with all the vast fiber optic connections. I don't want you to worry about that. Their pullback after earnings, obviously the market was overbought, and it has to back and fill a bit. You can see the money has rotated elsewhere. The Dow is up sharply today. So I don't want you to be worried about the correction in any AI-related stock. Again, we made a lot of money, and you have to back and fill, and that's all that's going on. So Broadcom's still fine. Ciena's still fine. If you have new money to invest, now's not a bad day to buy them. All our good stocks will bounce. And I should add that I don't own a lot of Broadcom in growth accounts. It's actually showed up in the dividend model more than my growth accounts, but it's obviously still got very good in sales and earnings. The other thing that's going on is everybody's on pins and needles waiting for the Friday payroll report. It's anticipated it's going to be strong. If it is strong, that could drive treasury yields a bit higher. But we'll see. We're getting evidence that there's a lot of bad economic news emanating from Europe. Their retail sales just fell 0.4%, and there's a European Commission predicting 560,000 job losses this year and 600,000 next year. Ironically, they're blaming the auto industry for that because the EU has all these really strict emission regulations that's really crippling the auto industry. So that's easy to fix, just look in the mirror, you know. But that's interesting. Britain is a mess, okay? There's no doubt there's a lot of strife in Britain. A gentleman was stabbed 5 times and the police handcuffed him and he bled out and died. And somebody complained that he was harassing somebody, but even though he was the victim, so there's this civil strife going on in the UK right now. The other issue is they've got advance notices. They're going to lose a lot of jobs. In Britain, they give you a notice before they fire you. So it looks like Britain's going to go into recession. It looks like Europe's teetering on a recession. Canada's already in a recession, despite having all these great natural resources. A lot of the world is just old, and when you lose households, you just spend less. So we're the beacon of the world, period. It's us and India, to be honest with you. And we have better demographics. We're naturally competitive in America. You know, we try to compete with each other. Our states compete with each other. So we have a lot to look forward to. Now, the earnings announcements this quarter are just stunning. As I mentioned, Ed Yardini had them up 29.3. FactSet has reconfirmed that. I think they were a slightly different number. I think it was 28.6. It doesn't matter. Earnings were stunning. And I'm still seeing positive analyst revisions. So that bodes very well. And this month, is a lot of it's going to be about the Russell realignment. A lot of the small mid-cap stocks that have been gaining in market capitalization are going to be added to the Russell 2000 and 1000 indices, and they'll benefit from buying pressure. The actual Russell realignment is finalized on Friday, June 26th. So a lot of them will be popping on June 29th. Now, Russell releases a list each week. They keep refining who the additions are going to be. So they're trying to dilute their impact on the market. But historically, the actual day of the realignment, the stocks pop. And that's just from mechanical index buying. Otherwise, I think we got a lot to be thankful for. I'm not worried about anything. I just think it's time to grow and prosper. I don't want you to worry about the conflict in Iran. It's largely over. It's an economic war. Obviously, we have to respond if somebody threatens us. And that's it. So I want you to be happy. Use any dip as a buying opportunity. And do not worry about the profit-taking in Broadcom or Ciena, because those stocks would be great buys. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.